Going to continue the hour by talking about a big upcoming event in Chapel Hill. High school graduation time is just around the corner. Of course, that means a lot of commencement ceremonies, but also a cool annual post-commencement ceremony party as well. Project Graduation is put on every year at UNC, giving Chapel Hill Carrboro graduating seniors the chance to party all night while also staying safe. This year's Project Graduation party will be on the night of June 15th, and 97.9 The Hill's own Brighton McConnell recently had a chance to chat with the student co-chairs who are organizing the event.
We have Natalie Beiser from Carrboro High School joining us. Natalie.
Hello.
Lula Caress from Chapel Hill High School.
Hi.
We also have Abby Falk and Zoe Falk from East Chapel Hill High School. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come share all of these exciting news and updates from Project Graduation this year as people get ready. I want to begin with a little bit of background on Project Graduation for folks who haven't heard of it before. And Abby, I'll start with you. This is the 32nd year of Project Graduation. Can you share with us how it got started? Why does it exist?
Yeah, so it exists to provide a safe and fun and equitable way for all graduating seniors to celebrate. Our community is happy to report that we've recorded zero fatalities on graduation night since Project Graduation started in the late 90s. And it is a great way for the larger community to support students as they transition out of high school.
Yeah. And you say zero fatalities. It's important to know that, like, around the country, it's a big problem that graduation night is a time when, unfortunately, tragedies happen. So I want to turn to you. When we hear about this, I think everybody thinks about participating seniors. But can you lay it out a little bit more when we talk about Project Graduation? Who is it that's taking part?
Specifically, it's all the seniors from Chapel Hill High School, East Chapel Hill High School, Carrboro High School, and Phoenix Academy. And they're welcome to bring a guest as well, but it's mainly the seniors from those four schools.
And usually it's a night full of partying and staying safe in a fun way. I'm hoping, Natalie, that you can share some more details about what folks can expect this year for Project Graduation.
Yeah, so this year there's going to be a raffle like every year, a casino, games, a hypnotist, dodgeball, free food, and a lot more.
Excellent. What are you most excited about from that group? I'm curious, because that's quite the collection.
It is. I think I'm most excited for the casino. It's always really fun. It takes place in the basement. It's very well decorated every year. It's fun.
That does sound fun. Once again, we're speaking with the student co-chairs of Project Graduation coming up for Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. Project Graduation, chccs.org is their website. And Lula, I want to turn to you as students. Why did you get involved with this? It's important to have some student voices in there, but I'm curious how you got involved and then the rest of folks got involved putting together Project Graduation.
Yeah, so I got involved because I think it's super important that, you know, every senior, every high school student has an awesome graduation night, and Project Grad works really well to be inclusive, being completely free for all students, having all the spaces accessible by an elevator, and having some nice, relaxing, quiet spaces for students who want that.
It's definitely a big mix, yeah.
And I know that for me, I heard about it from seniors from previous years, having a great time and always talking about it. And that was mostly how I heard about it.
Yeah, I imagine that it's one of those things where, because it's been going on for 32 years, it's built up this reputation as something that people want to do.
For
right?
sure.
Yeah. And this year, too, you've got an extra fundraising goal to try and make it all happen. Zoe, I'm hoping you can fill us in on that. How can our listeners out there try to help you guys with the Project Graduation goals?
Well, we would love if anybody could donate or volunteer, and they can do that by going to projectgraduation.chccs.org. It takes a lot of money to put on a big party for all the seniors in a district, because that is a lot of seniors in one spot, and it takes a lot of money to have the food and the decorations and everything like that. But half the donations go directly to the graduating seniors through prizes and scholarships on Project Graduation night. And the other half of the donations go to actually putting on the night. So towards the food, the prizes, and everything else like that.
Yeah, you heard all of the things that Natalie was rattling off, and that's important to make sure that all of those things are covered. I think we've largely covered a lot of ground so far. Again, a lot of folks looking forward to this. Is there anything else that you think is important for either our listeners or your classmates to know as we get closer and closer to this coming in June?
Keep an eye on your emails from your principal as well as other people who are updating, and there will be links to forms to sign up soon.
All right. Well, once again, the website, projectgraduationchccs.org. That's going to have tons of information. It's going to be a really fun time the night of June 15th into the morning of June 16th. And thanks again to Zoe Falk, Abby Falk, Natalie Beiser, and Lula Caress for joining us here on 97.9 The Hill to share details about Project Graduation 2024.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, y'all, too.
Thanks.